Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's lesson is regarding a very beautiful, easy, and benefit-filled sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This sunnah is related to the use of the miswak. First of all, let us learn what a miswak is. The miswak, which is also known as siwak, and in English referred to as nature's little toothbrush or a chewing stick, is a twig from certain trees which is used to cleanse the mouth. Now, why do we use the miswak? Apart from the many benefits of using the miswak, we use it because it is a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us first of all learn a few hadith regarding the miswak. First of all, miswak is a tool to purify the mouth and please our Creator. Another hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to emphasize using the miswak excessively and regularly, using it a lot and using it very regularly. And number three, all of the Anbiya, all of the Prophets, approximately 124,000 Prophets came, all of them used the miswak. When did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make use of the miswak? There are some ahadith which explain to us when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to use the miswak. So here are a few. Number one, he would use it before going to sleep. Number two, he would use it immediately after waking up. Number three, he would keep it by his bedside to use it at night. Number four, he would use it upon entering the home. Number five, he would use it before performing wudu. And number six, he used it at the time of death. Now, miswak, you can find many types of miswak. So let us learn which type of miswak is the best. So the first type of miswak is that miswak or that twig which is from a tree by the name of arak, or in some places known as pilu, and in English it is known as salvadora persica. This is a bitter tree and it has fruits which look like grapes. And in many places, camels feed off this tree, eating those fruits. And it is said that these fruits, it sweetens the milk. And another tree which can be used is the olive tree. These two trees have been mentioned in the hadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, if it is possible to obtain these two types of miswak, it is most beneficial. Now let us learn a few benefits of using the miswak. Ulama have recorded as many as 70 benefits of using the miswak. Some of the worldly benefits are cleaning the mouth, improving one's eyesight, improving the memory, preventing gum disease, helping digest food, delay signs of old age, give barakah in one's wealth, etc., etc. And if we look at the hereafter benefits, the benefits related to the hereafter, number one, it is a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, it makes shaitan angry. Number four, it makes the angels love us. Number five, it grants us an easy death with iman. And finally, it increases the reward of our salah by up to 70 times. I hope today's lesson has been informative, and I hope through today's lesson or after today's lesson, all of the children, all of the parents, they start using the miswak and gaining and acquiring all of these benefits. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.